today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Ladies and gentlemen, Salaamu Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio from Iran. This is today's special, and today is an special day. Today is the birthday anniversary of Shia's 8th Imam, Imam Reza, peace be upon him. Congratulations to all of you, ladies and gentlemen, dear Muslim brothers and sisters all over the world. First, let's look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 11th of Zilqa'dah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 21st of Hordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 11th of June, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Again, please accept our congratulations on the birthday anniversary of our Imam, Imam Reza, peace be upon him. Allahumma salli ala Ali ibn Musa ar-Ridha al-Murtada al-Imam al-Taqi al-Naqi. O Allah, send blessings upon Ali ibn Musa ar-Ridha, the contented, the spotlessly pure leader, and your authority on the face of the earth, and below it, the truthful and the martyr, perpetually abundant blessings that are pure and continue ceaselessly, the best of the blessings that you have sent upon any of your chosen ones. Today is the 11th of the sacred month of Zilqa'dah, the day when the 8th infallible successor of the Prophet of Islam was born. He was the son of Imam Musa al-Kazim, alayhi salam, while his mother was the most virtuous lady of her era, named Najma. He was named Ali in honor of the one and only commander of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, the first infallible Imam in Shia school of thought. His knowledge, like that of the Prophet and other infallible members of the Ahlul Bayt, was God-given. His trod in the footsteps of his father and forefather in enlightening the Ummah in those critical days of the tyrannical rule of the usurper Abbasid regime. He earned the epithet of Reza, or the one pleased with the will of Allah, whatever the circumstances. He was brought to distant Khorasan in northern Iran, where the crafty self-styled caliph Mamun had made the city of Merv the capital of the Abbasid realm. After almost 3 years in Khorasan, where he demonstrated his qualities to guide the seekers of truth, Imam Reza was martyred through a fatal dose of poison by Mamun in the city of Tus, which is known today as Mashhad, or place of martyrdom. Today is the birthday anniversary of Shia's 8th Imam, Imam Reza. Peace be upon him. Congratulations to all dear Muslim brothers and sisters. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. the present episode coincides with the graceful birth anniversary of the 8th infallible Imam Ali ibn Musa Ridda alayhi salam. First of all, on behalf of myself and all my colleagues here, I express my best wishes to the audience. And here in this regard, it must be indicated that a few important characteristics of Imam Ridda alayhi salam are going to be reviewed. The first one is that Imam Ridda alayhi salam had a very high self-esteem. Although quite apparently and formally Imam Ridda alayhi salam was chosen as the prince of the Umayyad dynasty, Imam Ridda alayhi salam never paid the least attention to this kind of formal and political princehood. Rather, Imam Ridda alayhi salam indicated that that kind of formal responsibility apparently conferred on him added nothing to the value and the status of Imam Ridda alayhi salam. And then Imam Ridda alayhi salam indicated that when he used to be in Medina, his handwriting and his order, written by his own graceful and helpful hand, used to solve the problems of people here and there in the world. And it was far better for him than when he was free in the city of Medina, so that he would go here and there and to communicate with local people quite freely. And this kind of indication proves that Imam Ali ibn Musa Ridda alayhi salam was rather unhappy with the case of being selected as a prince in the court of the Abbasid rulers of the time. And this, amongst other evidence, shows that Imam Ali ibn Musa Ridda alayhi salam never believed in the authority and authenticity of the Abbasid dynasty. Rather, Imam Ridda alayhi salam, wherever possible, wanted to draw the attention of people that the Abbasid dynasty was in fact the usurpers of the rightful status of the infallible imams to guide the people and to hold the direction of people to the right path. Ali Musa Reza, 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 Ali Musa Reza.
On the continuation of today's special, Imam Reza's knowledge of all languages. An example of his being the most knowledgeable person is that he could speak all languages. Al-Sindi has reported, "When I was in India, I heard that Allah had an Arab proof, so I went out to seek him. I was guided to Al-Reza, peace be upon him, and I went to him. I could not speak Arabic. I greeted him in Sindhi, my language, and he greeted me in my own language. I asked him in Sindhi, and he answered me in it. I said to him, I have heard that Allah has an Arab argument, and I have gone out to seek him. He, peace be upon him, said to me, it is I. Ask me about whatever you desire. I asked him about my questions, and he answered them in my own language." Abu Sa'd has said, "Al-Reza, peace be upon him, spoke to people in their own languages. I asked him about his quality, and he replied, I am Allah's proof over his creatures. Allah does not appoint over a people a proof who does not speak their own language. Have you not heard the words of the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib? We have been given sound judgment. Is this not his knowledge of languages? Congratulations on the birth anniversary of the proof of Allah, Imam al-Reza, peace be upon him."
The Holy Shrine of Imam Ridda alayhi salam.
This is today's special on the birthday anniversary of Imam Reza. Let's look at an interesting point about Mashhad, the land of miracles. Once a small village soon transformed into a great metropolis by the presence of the holy shrine of Imam Reza alayhi salam, called as Mashhadur Reza. That means tomb sanctuary of Imam Reza, peace be upon him, also briefly called Mashhad, which is also one of the most extensively visited pilgrimage centers in the world. Miracles regularly occur at the holy shrine of Imam Reza, and hence the holy city of Mashhad is also famous as the land of miracles. The magnificent and marvelous buildings and structures in the holy shrine of Imam Reza comprises one of the oldest and most beautiful religious and historical monuments in the world. The grand complex of the holy shrine is round in structure, which includes six country yards or sahn. The Goharshad Mosque, Rezavi University of Islamic Sciences, Islamic Researchers Foundation, museums, the Central Library Complex, offices, hospitals, and the buildings for performing ablutions. There are many traditions concerning the merit of Imam Reza's ziyarah or pilgrimage in general, and in some its sawab, that means a spiritual reward, is concerned to be equal to that of the martyrdom of the martyrs of Badr, the war of the Badr. And in still other traditions, its sawab is considered equal to that of a Hajj pilgrimage.
Imam Reza alayhi salam, as a man of God, of course, exemplified and displayed beautiful characteristics, lessons for humanity. His legacy lives on today. And it's important when it comes to understanding his life to be able to appreciate certain aspects of his characteristics. He was the crystallization of the highest moral standards, as his grandfather, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, was. His grandfather, the Holy Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib, as well as all of his fathers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Imam al-Ridha focused especially upon morality, upon akhlaq, upon the conduct of human beings. He not only spoke about this in numerous occasions, but acted upon it as well. We find that, for instance, he would talk to people about the quality of humility. He would say, "At-tawadhu darajat." He would say, humility constitutes of levels. Minha an ya'rifu al-mar'u qadra nafsihi. The human being should understand the limitations of oneself. Fayunziluha manzilatiha biqalbin salim. That the human being should understand that with a submissive heart, one is insignificant before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he would say, la yuhibbu an ya'ti ila ahadin illa mithlama yu'ta ilayh. That he, this individual, does not like to do to anyone except from what he does to people. إِنْ رَأَى سَيِّئَةً دَرَأَهَا بِحَسَنَةً. If he does a bad deed, immediately he seeks good actions. كَاظِمُ الْغَيْظِ. He swallows his anger. عَافٍ عَنِ النَّاسِ. He forgives people. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And Allah loves the good doers. And you find that Imam Reza alayhi salam manifested this himself in his actions.
Dear brothers and sisters, this is today's special on a special day. Today is the birthday anniversary of Imam Reza. Congratulations, happy Eid to all of you, dear brothers and sisters, and have a nice time.
Let us rejoice indeed, this is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice indeed, for this is the day of Eid. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad.
محمد رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام هذه الله محمد رسول الله.